Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. We have just a few announcements this morning. One, directories are still available if you haven't gotten yours. Herbert had them at the back. Herbert has them at the side, the pulpit side over here. They're $14 a piece. The church is picking up the rest of the cost, but if you haven't gotten your directory yet, please see Herbert. We are taking up a special basket offering this Sunday for the pastor's discretionary fund. There have been a lot of needs in our community as of late, and although the basket offering for November is the pastor's discretionary fund, that's for all the normal stuff throughout the year. This is intentionally to help folks in our community who are in need right now. So that will take place after the regular offering. Next Sunday is All Saints Sunday. If you have the name of a loved one that you would like us to read aloud next Sunday and light a candle in their memory, if they have died since November 1st of 2023, please get that to me by Wednesday. I've tried to keep a running list of your loved ones that have died throughout the year, but it's very possible that I might have forgotten someone, so please get those names to me by Wednesday. In two Sundays, we will have our Veterans Breakfast hosted by the Fellowship Committee, and although this is to honor veterans, they want me to remind all of you that we are all invited to come and to eat and to celebrate and honor our veterans. And in that vein, Karen has an announcement.
Good morning. I hope all of you are enjoying your Pentecost. Reformation button. It's the Luther Rose, and this is from the Fellowship Committee. So hope you enjoy wearing it. It's really very pretty. So the pastor is just now talking about the Veterans Breakfast, and in every year we try to honor the veterans in a special way, and we are so fortunate at Holly Grove that we have had so many veterans and have so many veterans in our midst. If you go down the hall and by the fellowship hall entrance doors, there is a tree erected. It's a Christmas tree, but it's all red, white, and blue. So we took a note from the prayer board, and we have ribbons available to tie on the tree to help us decorate. And it's all the military services, so we hope you'll take advantage of this. If you have a veteran, know a veteran, or just want to pray for a veteran, please go by the tree, say a prayer, and tie a ribbon, and help us celebrate our veterans. This will be up until after the Veterans Breakfast. So thank you all so much. Hope you participate in this. And many of you have already seen it, but it's really a special tree. So thank you.
We have a couple of prayer shawls to bless this morning, but first I'd like to read a card that was given to us. This is from a friend of Anissa's who received a prayer shawl, and she says, "Thank you for the prayer blanket. It was so thoughtful and unexpected. I'd received it while my mom and my sister were here with me, and it was so special. Thank you for the prayers. I can't explain how wonderful it felt knowing others care about me. I got good news on Friday. My oncologist said that they got all the cancer and that I will not need additional treatment. Just closely monitored for the next 5 years. Thank you for your lovely blanket." So this is a remarkable ministry that we have here at Holly Grove. And we have two this morning. The first is for Melissa Ruth, who is the daughter of a dear friend of Frank Hamilton. She is in her 40s and has been diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer. And so we will pray for Melissa. And this is for Velma Arvey. This is Jay Proctor's birth grandmother, and she is very near death. And Jay is very brokenhearted and is struggling so much with preparatory grief, and I know he will struggle once she's gone as well. And so I'm gonna take this over to Velma after worship today and pray the commending of someone to death prayer with them. So we pray for Velma that her transition would be peaceful and that hospice would continue to give her comfort for her body. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that you always hear us when we come to you. When we come to you with words, when we come to you with groans, when we come to you with tears, with screams, you receive all of it, and you hear all of it. Today we lift up two sisters who are struggling a great deal, Melissa and Velma. We ask that you would be with each of them, giving them what they need, giving them your comfort, giving them your peace. We pray that as they feel the weight of these upon them, that they would feel the weight of the love and care for them that we have here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Last but not least, we have a few birthdays this week. Holly Curry, whose birthday I think is today. Today is the 27th. And Stephanie Hearn. No anniversaries. And remembering their baptism, Cameron Cecil's baptism date is today. Happy Baptism Day, Cameron. Also later this week, Kyle Murphy and Lincoln Murphy. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have honored you with our lips, but have harmed our neighbors with our tongues. The cravings at war within us cause conflicts and disputes. In our desire to be first, we make distinctions among ourselves. We place the needs of the poor and the suffering last. In your great mercy, forgive us our sins. Draw near to us with grace in the time of need, and turn us to follow in the way of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God promises to forgive us our iniquity and remember our sins no more. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, the source of eternal healing, your sins are forgiven. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal light, shine in our hearts. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal compassion, have mercy on us. Turn us to seek your face and enable us to reflect your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Brantley. Do you notice anything different in the sanctuary this morning? Maybe this is a different color? It is red, and my stole is a different color. It's red. I've been wearing my green one, but this one is red. That's right, also red. Well, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my stole because I love this so much. This is a really special stole to me because I got it when I was ordained. When I was ordained, that's when I became a pastor. And so this was placed upon my shoulders by my mom and my good friend who was my supervising pastor on internship. And when this was placed on my shoulder, the bishop said, "Let it be acclaimed. Anna Elizabeth Carter is a called and ordained minister in the Church of Christ. By Christ's authority, she has the authority to preach the scriptures, administer the sacraments, and together we will bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world." And I don't know if you remember those words, but those are the same words that we say at baptism, that we will bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. And this stole reminds me of that because it has all kinds of colors. What colors do you see on here?
Rainbow.
It's a rainbow. It is called a river of life, and it has all the colors on it to remind me that it's all the colors of every living thing. Because we often think about God loving humans, but God loves everything that God made. God loves the whole world. God loves cats and dogs and cows and horses and birds and fish and plants and trees and the stars. God loves everything. And part of our baptism, we're called to show that love to the whole world. And so since today is Cameron's baptism day, and since we're talking about bearing God's love to all the world, I thought maybe we could go to the font and dip our finger in the water and make the sign of the cross on our forehead to remember our baptism. Would you do that with me? All right. You gonna come too, Brantley? You gonna come over here? All right, so we'll dip our finger in the water and we'll make the sign of the cross on our forehead. And sometimes I say, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and sometimes I say, I am a child of God, or sometimes I say, I am loved by God. You can say any of those things, but you are all loved by God and baptized by God. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for our baptism.
Thank you for our baptism.
And for your love.
For us and the whole world.
Help us
to show the whole world your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up this morning, and you get to go to Children's Church with Tina today.
Let us say Psalm 46 together. God is our refuge and strength. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved.
Though its waters rage and foam,
and though the mountains tremble with its tumult,
there is a river whose streams make glad to the city of God.
The holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be shaken.
God shall help it at the break of day.
God, the nations rage and the kingdoms shake.
God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, regard the works of the Lord.
What desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the ones who make war to cease in all the world.
Who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I think we've known each other long enough that I can be a little bit vulnerable this morning and share something with you. You all know that I love Dolly Parton. I think the world of her. And you know that I love Scripture. And so when I want to read the Psalms, I sing this to the tune of "The Coat of Many Colors." Back through the Bible I go wandering once again, back to my favorite book, the Psalms. And there, once I'm there, I find a home and I find words of comfort, hope, and peace. And I sing it all, but sometimes when I need the melody and I don't have the music, I can't think of it. But I sing this little song to myself. Back through the Bible, I go wandering once again, back to my favorite book, the Psalms. I do love the Psalms. This book of poetry is for me comfort. Comfort like the comfiest clothes you have, and when you put them on and feel them on your skin, you release a deep breath because something in you has shifted. Comfort like comfort food, when you get just one smell or just one bite, you have literally tasted comfort. And again, you release a deep breath. Because something shifts in you. It is so comfortable. The Psalms are like that for me. When I open my Bible to the Psalms, it feels like I'm coming home. And I feel all the kind of comfort that you do feel when you're at home. And when you let all of yourself, even the you that you don't want others to see, be seen and known and loved. I feel that way about the Psalms. The Psalms are where I learned to pray. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't grow up learning how to pray. And so the Psalms are where I learned how to pray, and they're where I got the language to know how to pray. And the Psalms also taught me that I can be completely honest with God, with every thought, with every emotion, because every emotion you can imagine or experience is in the Psalms. And still today, when I don't have words to pray, or when I don't have the mental or emotional energy to pray, I go to the Psalms, and when I encounter those pages, I take a deep sigh because I feel at home, and something shifts in me when I see those underlined words and phrases and the circled words, the little notes I've made. Even some of the pages where there are spots where the paper feels a little bit different because a tear has fallen there. I've lived a lot of life with the Psalms, a lot of life in those Psalms. And I keep going home to them over and over again because I often need them to remind me of who God is. Because let's face it, we live in a world that is constantly trying to tell us something other than what Scripture says about God. There are a lot of false prophets and false teachers out there. Money and greed and politicians, and the list goes on. The world tries to tell us all the time something different about God. And so I come back to the Psalms to be reminded of who God truly is, and they help me refocus on that truth. The truth that I find of God in the Psalms, it reorients my gaze toward God, and it reorients my heart toward God. It reforms, re-forms my thinking and my priorities, my focus, and my heart that is so prone to wander. Luther himself found a home in the Psalms. In fact, any time he heard something discouraging or was going through something difficult, he is known to have said to his assistant, "Let's go sing Psalm 46. Let's go sing Psalm 46. I wish that that was my response every time I heard discouraging news or faced something difficult. Let's go sing Psalm 46. I love it because he knew exactly where to go and what to do to find comfort. Our gathering hymn this morning and every Reformation Sunday is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And I don't know if you know this or not, but "A Mighty Fortress" is Luther's paraphrase of Psalm 46, the psalm that we read just a few minutes ago. Luther wrote both the lyrics and the music for it. Now, as time has gone on, "A Mighty Fortress" has become known as this battle hymn for the Reformation. For us Lutherans, it's kind of a hymn about our Lutheran heritage, and we stand a little bit taller when we hear it. We hear those bold and triumphant notes and that melody, and we stand just a little bit taller because it strengthens us. It empowers us in some way. But interestingly enough, when "A Mighty Fortress" was published in 1529, it was listed as a hymn of comfort. So back then, a lot of hymns weren't listed in their hymnals with the first lines or phrases. They were listed for what they were kind of categorized as. And "A Mighty Fortress" was a hymn of comfort, which is a little bit surprising to me because I've actually never thought of "A Mighty Fortress" as a hymn of comfort. If I want a hymn of comfort, I go to "Day by Day" or "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" or "It Is Well with My Soul." I don't think I would ever jump to "A Mighty Fortress" if I needed some comfort. But if we slow down and we take the music away, what we are left with are some remarkably powerful words. Words that remind us about who God is in incredibly graphic and vivid detail. And I think for me, what's left, instead of a hymn of comfort, might be more like a creed, a statement about what we believe. Because these words in "A Mighty Fortress," they tell us the truth about who God is in Jesus Christ. That God is our refuge and strength. That God is always with us. Several times over and over, both Psalm 46 and "A Mighty Fortress" tell us that God is with us. They remind us over and over because, oh my goodness, is it easy to forget. And so this hymn that is more like a creed, it reminds us of the powerful truth that no matter what, God is always with us. No matter what, God is always with us. No matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what we endure, God is with us. And nothing can separate us from God. Not circumstances, not trials, not diagnoses, not job loss, not anything can separate us from God's love, not even death. And so maybe that's where the comfort comes in. That when we're going through something difficult and it's hard to remember, that God is with us, that this psalm and this hymn tell us in powerful phrases that God is with us. Because maybe comfort isn't always a warm bowl of soup. Maybe comfort isn't always a cozy blanket on the couch. Sometimes comfort is hard words. They're hard truths, hard fought truths. Truths that we sometimes have to hold on so tightly to that our knuckles turn white. But the truth is that even though these truths about God are trustworthy and we can hold on to them, God holds on to us. And I think that's what Psalm 46 and this hymn want to tell us. That even when we get tired, even when the battle is too hard and too long and we are weary, God doesn't stop fighting. God doesn't let go. God doesn't leave us. That's pretty comforting. Because I think we all know what it's like to endure something difficult. And if we aren't going through something difficult right now, we have or we will be again in the future. And it can feel pretty lonely and pretty isolating. Sometimes we can't always see God, and a lot of times we can't feel God. And that is the most important time for us to remember and be reminded of these truths. That even though we might not feel it, God is with us. And we cannot be separated from the love of God. That no matter what, God will not let us go. And so today, may we be reminded of these hard truths, not hard in that they're difficult to believe, but hard in that sometimes we have to hang on very tightly to them. But may we remember even more that God holds even more tightly onto us. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.
Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. One, in the communion of saints and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. Lord of all, we give thanks for the whole church throughout the world. Open wide the paths towards unity between denominations so that all followers of Christ may join in shared worship and mission. God of grace, hear our prayer. Renewing God, as the dying leaves display their beauty, we are reminded that nature's cycle of life includes and requires both life and death. Instill in your people a mission of preservation and appreciation for trees, animals, and waterways threatened by climate collapse. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, in the spirit of reformation, we pray for all who cry out for relief from systemic oppression. May the hearts of those who occupy seats of power be reformed so that peace becomes the center of our life together. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Comforting God, be with all who are sick, suffering, and grieving in our own community and beyond, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Kate, Keith, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those who we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Surround them with the promise of your love, comfort, and grace that never ends. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Divine guide, continue to challenge this community to be reforming in our ministries and outreach efforts. Inspire creative ideas among us so that the communal grace-filled word of God remains at the hearts of our ministry. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, in Christ's resurrection, you ensure that though life be wrenched away, death cannot win the day. May the truth of your saving grace through faith sustain our hope for life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you, Isabel. Peace be with you, Judy. I'm praying for your friends.
We are so born and as born.
gracious and merciful. You bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care. And prepare us now to feast on the bread of life. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. When the times had at last ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all creation. You gave us breath and speech, that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three-in-one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world, forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath and with your hands, you made us, and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus Christ, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
Please stand for the table blessing. Ready? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Together, as united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Peace. Share it in a good